From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, February 28th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the uncertainty parents and school administrators are facing since the Invest in Kids Act expired at the beginning of the year. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Alabama lawmakers have begun scrambling for ways to protect in vitro fertilization services after a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered children under state law. Three providers paused services in the wake of the ruling. Meanwhile, Illinois Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth is introducing a bill today to preserve access to IVF treatments. IPM Washington, D.C. correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
Senator Duckworth says her bill will help protect women and their reproductive rights.
I'm headed to the Senate floor to call on my colleagues to pass, via unanimous consent, my Access to Family Building Act, which would ensure that every American's right to become a parent via treatments like IVF is fully protected.
The legislation is a direct response to an Alabama Supreme Court ruling that said frozen embryos are considered children under law. The ruling led some Alabama IVF facilities to suspend treatments due to concerns about civil or criminal prosecution for those involved in vitro fertilization. The Medical Association of the State of Alabama had warned of what it called enormous potential for civil liability for fertility specialists because embryos can be damaged or become unsuitable for pregnancy at any time during the IVF process, including when they are being thawed. Senator Duckworth has a message for Republicans who may not support her bill.
I know I'm not alone when I struggle to understand how politicians who support this kind of policy can possibly call themselves pro-life.
And she says that's exactly why her bill is needed.
I warned that red states would come for IVF, and now they have. But they aren't just going to stop in Alabama. Mark my words, if we don't act now, it will only get worse.
Senator Duckworth, the mother of two and a disabled military veteran, knows the importance of IVF firsthand.
My infertility would become one of the most heartbreaking struggles of my life. My miscarriage more painful than any wound I ever earned on the battlefield.
And she says everyone who wants a child should be allowed access to IVF.
So it's a little personal to me when a majority male court suggests that people like me who are not able to have kids without the help of modern medicine should be in jail cells and not taking care of their babies in nurseries.
Senator Duckworth's bill will come to the floor as a unanimous consent request. It could pass quickly if no one on the floor objects. But Senate conservatives have already signaled they will object and will therefore block the bill, calling IVF a states' rights issue. If the bill is blocked as expected, it could be referred to a committee where it will go through the slow-moving legislative process, or it could be tabled, a move that essentially would kill the legislation before it could be considered viable. Linda Kenyon, IPM News.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says he doesn't think Illinois should adopt California's approach towards strict zero-emissions vehicle standards. Illinois is only about 10% of the way towards its goal of getting a million EVs on the road by 2030. Some clean energy advocates want to go faster. In California, all new cars, trucks, and SUVs sold must be zero emissions by 2035. Pritzker says he wants to move in that direction, but he said he prefers the carrots rather than sticks approach, such as tax rebates for EV buyers.
I personally think now is not the right time for us to do that. Having said that, that's ultimately the goal.
Pritzker was in Normal this week to help cut the ribbon on Heartland Community College's new Advanced Manufacturing Center. It includes a new electric vehicle training lab to train students for jobs at places like Rivian. There's troubling news about the monarch butterflies that migrate to Illinois each summer. Data from researchers in Mexico suggests the monarch population there is down by almost 60% compared with last winter. Astor Hassel is a conservation ecologist at Chicago's Field Museum. They say monarch numbers have dropped 80% over the last two decades, but this winter stands out.
This is a pretty shocking decline. 2013 was the only other year that was this bad.
Hassel says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will have to consider this data when it evaluates whether to list monarchs as an endangered species. Still to come, we'll learn more about the uncertainty parents and school administrators are facing since the Invest in Kids Act expired at the beginning of the year. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Attention, Call the Midwife fans. Friends of WILL can stream each new episode of the show 30 days before it premieres with Passport. For season 13, it's 1969 and a surge in hospital births puts maternity beds in high demand across the nation. Thanks to the dedication of the women of Nonatus House, Poplar manages the influx exceptionally well. Watch episode 1 now with WILL Passport. Stream episode 2 beginning Friday, February 23rd. Learn more about Passport at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Despite attempts by Republican lawmakers to save it, the Invest in Kids Act was allowed to sunset at the beginning of the year. Now, parents and school administrators are facing uncertainty for what comes next. Cameron Cutinello has more.
The controversial act allowed individuals and businesses to donate scholarship funds to private schools. In exchange, they got up to a 75% income tax credit. Scholarships were available to kids whose family income did not exceed 300% of the federal poverty level. Orville Skinner says he originally grappled with sending his kids to private school, but he now believes they would have chosen private school even without the scholarships.
I didn't mind spending the money out of my own account every month just to make sure my kids were getting a quality education. Not that you can't get into public schools, but I always say that the private schools is kind of like the old school way of teaching things. You go to school, you get an education, you're not there to mess around and play around.
Skinner's two youngest kids attend St. Mark's School in Peoria on partial scholarships. He says they paid full tuition before the act was passed, but the law helped alleviate some of their financial stress. Skinner says he doesn't know if his children will be able to attend St. Mark's next year.
It definitely was a conversation that my wife and I had together. You know, like, what do we have to cut out, or what can we do to make it happen? And it was a discussion with our son that says, hey, buddy, we may not be able to do this year.
Michelle Botha's son attends St. Mark's on a full scholarship. He has disabilities which impact his eyesight. Botha says attending St. Mark's has helped her son grow as a student.
I needed him in a place where there's very small classrooms, extra attention, and, you know, he doesn't need extra stress type. You know, I wanted to him in a place where he can grow.
Botha says she does not believe her son will be able to continue at St. Mark's without the scholarship. She's applied for a boundary waiver through Peoria Public Schools to get him in a school that would best meet his needs.
He's a very smart kid, very intelligent, so I would need him to go to a school that's gonna continue to give him that stimulation of, you know, so he's not getting bored in class, but he's still able to grow.
St. Mark's principal Noreen Dillon says 69 of the school's 177 students receive scholarships for the 2023-24 school year. Dillon says they're preparing for students not to be able to return next year. They do offer different types of financial assistance.
We have a diocesan scholarship that might be available for families. Again, it's based on eligibility and income. We have searched out for some other outside resources, but much of what we do for our students' tuition is raising money at specific fundraisers in order to do that.
She says she's hopeful people will still donate without the tax credit, but knows those who do will likely decrease their donation. Two Catholic schools in the Chicago area recently announced closures due to the loss of income from the program. Dillon says with rising costs, there is always a fear of school closures, but they are working to prevent that in Peoria through fundraising and budgeting. Christopher Wilson is the executive director at Peoria Academy. He says the loss of their 8 scholarships won't create huge impacts, but they are still looking to save money.
For us, it's about looking at every line item and making sure that it is absolutely necessary. Maybe putting off some projects that are discretionary. We might not redo our landscaping this year. We might have to look hard at whether some of our positions can be full or part-time.
A measure proposed in the Illinois General Assembly would see the program return, albeit with a smaller tax credit.
A smaller tax credit will naturally mean a lower scholarship amount and less access. And so, you know, that's the kind of conversation that I think we need to be having as a state and as a community to say what level of support do we think is important.
The measure is sponsored by three Chicago area Democrats, but has not seen any movement at this point. I'm Cameron Cutinello.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy, blustery, and colder with a high of 34 degrees. Northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40 miles per hour. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Linda Kenyon, Ryan Denham, Lauren Frost, and Cameron Cutinello. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.